From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Three people were arrested in clashes with police outside a Donald Trump rally in San Diego, California. Thousands of demonstrators had gathered outside the rally at the Civic Center in San Diego. Authorities said that three people were arrested, including one for trying to climb over a railing. But the protests were mostly peaceful, and there was none of the violence and mass arrests seen at Trump rallies in other cities. Earlier, in Fresno, California, the presumptive Republican nominee told a cheering crowd he could solve the state's water crisis.
And I've heard this from other friends of mine in California, where they have farms up here, and they don't get water. I said, oh, that's too bad. Is it a drought? No, we have plenty of water. I said, what's wrong? Well, we shove it out to sea. And I said, why? And nobody even knows why. And the environmentalists don't know why. Now they're trying to protect a certain kind of three-inch fish.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton met with community and school leaders in Oakland, California, Friday to speak about social issues facing urban communities. U.S. Special Forces in Syria, who were wearing patches of a Kurdish fighting group, have been ordered to remove them. Coalition spokesman Colonel Steve Warren said for Special Forces units to wear patches of the People's Protection Unit, known as the YPG, on a U.S. military uniform was not authorized.
The bottom line and the important thing is that the situation has been corrected and that we have communicated to our allies that such conduct was inappropriate and it was unauthorized.
Turkey, a NATO ally, considers these Kurdish forces fighting Islamic State to be terrorists and expressed anger over photos of the patches. This is V.